I think we need to understand that it's just proving the scriptures which teach us that whatever you sow, you reap. If you sow, Jesus said, he that lives by the sword will die by the sword. And we know that Saddam Hussein and his regime has been a bloody, terrible, bloody. I heard on one broadcast today, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they said it was one or two or 3 million that he's killed. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard that on one broadcast today, but some have said that it's at least a third of a million. Well, one or two innocent people would be enough, but I heard on one radio broadcast today how that the one man that was freed, that he told about the torture, terrible torture that he underwent two or three times a day by this wicked regime, wicked, wicked, wicked regime, and just terrible, terrible torture. And people get what you sow, you reap. Sow to the flesh, you love the flesh, reap corruption. And we're to show sympathy to the poor. We should show sympathy and pity the widows and the weaker vessels, the mothers with child. We should show kindness and gratitude and love toward them. All right, I want to go through a few things in the Psalms. So turn with me in the Psalms, please. And there's a lot about the poor. A lot about the poor as I was reading the scriptures. Psalm 68. Look at that with me. And then verse 10. Psalm 68, verse 5. And then verse 10. And just follow along with me, please. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. People get what they deserve. Look at verse 10. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. By the way, I'm not going to go to that verse, but I did read it yesterday, and it says in there about the poor, that the poor had the gospel preached unto them by the Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples. The common people heard him gladly. It just kind of stands to reason that the chief priests and the scribes and those in prominent places did not receive him like the poor did. And what did Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount? Blessed be ye poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so there's nothing wrong with being poor. I read in another verse, and I don't have that written down either, but it says, the Lord maketh the poor and the rich. So if you're poor, just thank the Lord you're even here. Thank the Lord that you're alive. Thank the Lord you have. The Bible says, with food, remember we preached on that a few months ago or a year or so ago? Having food and raiment, therewith be content. Food and clothing. Didn't say food and shelter and a car. Didn't say food and shelter and an automobile with gas in it. Didn't say food and shelter and a store to go to. Didn't say food and raiment and a house to live in. How many of us would do without a house or an apartment? No, he just said food and raiment. Therewith be content. And the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Just learn to be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He who was rich, the Bible says, became poor. It's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That ye through his poverty might be rich. We'd be rich in the things of heaven, not that we'd be rich in the goods and things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We're so wrapped up in things. If our gadgets don't work, we get upset. Well, you've got a Bible that works all the time. Worry about your gadgets, your computers, and all your junk. The way people about worship that stuff, I want to call it junk. How many ministers have gotten ruined on the internet? You think they're fond of it now? And they can't preach anymore? You think their wives are very fond of the internet? That ruined their husbands? Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. That's what got David, the king, in trouble. And David, in the Psalms here, he said, "For I am holy." He wasn't very holy when he let his eyes wander, though. And he should have been out at the battle. But in that other area, David said, "For I am holy." Right in the Psalms here. I read it just today. I've been reading in the Psalms today. Boy, the Psalms are blessed too. But I'll tell you what. He went out when it was a time for men to go, kings to go to war. And he looked and lusted and took and paid and paid and paid and paid. And the blood never stopped till he died. And even after he died, Solomon came on the scene. But all those that Solomon had to do away with because of trouble. One of them was his half-brother. Wasn't it? Adonijah? He had to kill him because he wanted Abishag, remember? He had to kill his own half-brother. A son of David, his own half-brother. Even after David was dead. And Solomon killed Joab too. Because he was a bloody man. What you sow, you reap. You better sow to the Spirit. You better be careful about these things that will destroy you. When even one person comes up and says the internet's dangerous, you better take note right then. You don't need to have two people come and tell you. You don't need to hear it twice from this pulpit. All you need is once. And you're accountable. You better listen to the men of God. And he sends your way. And none of us are a match for the devil. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God. How we are so fleshly minded today. We need to be spiritually minded. What does he say about here? O God, hast prepared for thy goodness, of thy goodness for the poor. God loves the poor. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. And on you go. Look at verse 19 of Psalm 68. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. Verse 32, sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises unto the Lord. How many times we're told to sing unto the Lord. I wonder how much singing you're doing and I'm doing unto the Lord. We are commanded to sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, that's a command. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. What does it say in James? He that is sick, let him call for the elders, but he that is merry, let him sing psalms. We're to be of a joyful spirit. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you have no joy, you're weak. You're weak. May we just sing unto God. It's what the Bible says, ye kingdoms of the earth, sing praises unto the Lord. We go to these churches so often, and all we do is we sing to each other. No, we're to sing unto the Lord, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's what I did when I first got saved, and that's what I still ought to be doing. You say, well, I don't have anything to sing about. If you're saved and going to heaven, you have plenty to sing about. There's nothing wrong with heaven, friends. It's your problem. It's our problem if we're not happy in the Lord. God hasn't died. He's not even sick. He couldn't be sick. He's God. He's the healer. He's the great physician. He changeth not. Psalm 69, save me, O God. We ought to be thinking about salvation. Verse 9, for the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. This is the verse they remembered when Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. This very verse in Psalm 69. They knew the Bible, didn't they? They were reminded that this verse was in the Bible and it had application to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, written way before he was ever born of a virgin in Bethlehem's manger, placed there in the manger. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. We need to be eaten up with zeal. I preached about 4, 5, 6 sermons, I think, on that thing. We need zeal. Our churches are dead. We need some young people. Have some zip about them. Go around like God's dead. He's alive. We need somebody to go down here to these colleges and reach these young kids for Christ. We need some zeal. We're doing something with the soldiers and we're doing nothing with our college students, and they're everywhere, all over the whole United States. We're letting the liberals and these compromising jellyfish Christians run everything. We need some Truth for Youth in there. We need some His Baptist Churches group in there, something. Holy Independent Baptist Churches. Holy Clubs is what we need. Could call it His Clubs, couldn't we? I don't know if you like the word clubs. It kind of refers to the 700 Club. Maybe we'll change it to something else. I don't know. Whew. We sure need some holy things. Reaching these. We need an alternative. Who was it in the news today? I think I heard one of them said we need to have an alternative for these people over there from the Saddam regime. We need to give them an alternative. We need to give our teenagers in college an alternative from all this liberal stuff and this marching against the war. Zeal. Look at verse 13. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation. Oh, he talks about salvation. Verse 18. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Verse 28, let me be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Here he's talking. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. Do you praise the name of God with a song? The psalmist said so, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Look at verse 33. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not the prisoners. Paul was a prisoner. Christ was a prisoner. The 12, many of them, we know Peter, James, they took James and beheaded him. John and Peter were in prison for Christ. Verse 35 of Psalm 69. For God will save Zion. Then Psalm 70, verse 1. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Then down to verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified, for I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. That's a Psalm of David. David's saying he's poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Psalm 71, deliver me, verse 2. At the end of it, and save me. Verse 3, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. Thank God he gave commandment to save me. Amen. Save me and I shall be saved. Amen. I am saved. Deliver me, verse 4. O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. And we've been delivered out of the hand of the devil too, praise God. Boy, we'll be delivered forever. We'll be delivered into heaven. Amen. The delivery service is great in glory. We'll get there right on time too. Now don't try to get there ahead of time because of sin. The Lord may just take you on home because of your sin in your life. Rebellion. Many died, I believe, a premature death because of rebellion, not being yielded to the Lord. Verse 6 of Psalm 71. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. We ought to go around all the time praising God. Look at verse number 8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Praise and honoring God all the day. Verse 11 at the end there, to deliver him. Verse 14, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. We ought to go around talking about God's great salvation all the time. All the day. We just are blessed. For I know not the number thereof. We don't know how our days are numbered, how long we're going to have. We ought to be praising God all the time until we get to that day when he takes us out of here. I will go in the strength of the Lord, verse 16, and I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. In other words, of God's righteousness only. So many of us go around talking about our own righteousness. Let's talk about God's righteousness, God's holiness, God's goodness, not our goodness. Oh, the Bible says so many of us, we always want to go around talking about ourselves, how great we are. Nowhere to go around talking about how great God is. Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hither have I declared thy wondrous works. He said, from my very youth I've declared thy wondrous works. The psalmist. Thy strength and thy power, in verse 18, to every one that has come. Verse 19, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Then down to verse 22 of Psalm 71. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp. These Christian churches that don't believe in instruments, shame on them. They ought to read their Bible. What about that Fonda woman? She's making her stupid statements and she's supposed to have got saved 2 years ago. I called into the radio station. They put me on. It was free, so why not call? So I was on one station and I told them that this Fonda, maybe she was like I was before I got in my early infancy. I thought it was wrong to go to war. I'd only read the New Testament. I was not familiar with any Old Testament. I grew up in a Methodist church where all they said is God is love, God is love, God is love. Do unto others you'd have them do unto you. That's in the Bible, but there's some other things in the Bible too. God's angry with the wicked every day. I read in my devotions, my own personal devotions, how that, or was it our family devotions today, how that Agag of the Amalekites, Saul said, and go and kill everything. They're so wicked. Just destroy everything. And he kept the best of the sheep and the goats. And he left Agag, the wicked Amalekite. And Amalek is a type of the flesh. You've got to make sure you get to utterly destroy the flesh. It'll keep coming back and troubling you. And he didn't do it. And you know what he did? He lost his kingship because he didn't destroy the wicked like God said destroy them. So I said on the radio, I said, Jane Fonda needs to read her Old Testament. When I read my Old Testament, then I joined the Navy. Not until then. And I said, if they tell me to push a button that destroys a whole city, unless my conscience would be against it, I will push the button and it's their fault. You're to obey orders when you go in the military. Not to second guess your commanders. But I think she's either a young Christian or she needs to get right with God or get saved. Maybe she just made a false profession. She needs to shut her big mouth, discouraging any of our troops over there. Amen? These fellows are in harm's way. Pray for her. She might be saved. She might. That's why I called in. I said she might be a young Christian and she hasn't grown up enough, but she's got enough years on her. She ought to learn a little something just from years. I was 16 years old when I was confused. You say, well, you talk like you hate her. No, I think she needs to be careful what she says. If she was a member of our church, we'd have our men taking her aside and straighten her carcass out for making statements like that that would discourage our troops over there. Amen? But she wouldn't even be a member of the church here probably anyhow. Well, I didn't tell them that on the radio, but I thought later I should have. Anyhow, they were criticizing her as well. They were very much critical of the way she was saying these statements. So pray that our troops will not be discouraged when they hear these things, because they could be. They don't need to hear that. They need to hear about the statue of Saddam Hussein going down. That's what they need to hear. And then not be so euphoric over it that they get careless, though. If you're over there in a battle, I think you'd want to wave. And I think they gave some American flags, didn't they, to the people there, the Iraqis, and they were waving American flags when we're not even supposed to wave them. Wave them. Amen. My. Remember that young Marine, or what was he? Soldier or Marine, and he's waving a flag out there. I'd wave a flag too, boy. Wave your flag. Let your banner be known. We're not trying to take over the country. We want to let the people have their own country. You know what I was thinking about? This is a pray for those that are in the reconstruction of this thing, that they don't give it into the hands of some guy who's a fake, and he's just going to be just as ruthless and just as wicked as Saddam Hussein. They ought to check these fellows out and really thoroughly check them out. You know who they probably ought to check out are these fellows who've been tortured. And then see if they, after all the torture, if they still have any semblance of mercy and love in their own hearts. I'd be careful about them too. They maybe want to wipe out all the other people. Oh, what a mess we're in this country, in this world, I should say. Oh my God. Verse 22. Psaltery and the harp. Oh, thou Holy One of Israel. My lips, verse 23, shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. How many times do we have to hear it that we're supposed to be singing praises unto God? Our singing, most all of our singing ought to be not to the people, but to the Lord. Because they're songs of praise. They're songs of honor. They're songs of love to God. Now we've become in our churches nothing but a show. Well, don't come to Tabernacle Baptist Church. You don't need to come here. If you want a show, you're not going to get a show here. We're here to praise the Lord. We're not here for, for the people to go out and say, boy, that was a good show. No. Some people say, well, I'd never call all the people down here to the altar. You might have visitors. They need to get on their knees too. If they won't, they need to feel bad about it. Amen. Just praise God. Do what you're going to do. Who knows but the very prayers of men on their knees and the position might touch the heart of a lost young man and say, boy, I sure need to pray, don't I, and learn how to pray. I need to get in touch with God. Amen? Just do whatever God wants you to do. We need his favor and his blessing. It says, in my soul, which thou hast redeemed, verse 24, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. What are we using our tongue for? Preacher? What are we using our tongue for? Calling up Neiman. The only reason I like to call him is he's saved. I have prayer on the phone with him sometimes. What do I want to call about all this plumbing junk? Anybody want to take care of all the things over here at the building? We'll put you in charge tomorrow if you're squared away, amen? And just check in with me, and I'll just get everything approved by me. I'll let you do all the phone running around, the drywall, all that junk. I don't see any joy in all that mess. You say, well, it's got to be done. I know, but the next building program, we build our new church out there. Someone else is in charge of it. You just come and check with me. I'm not doing it the next one. Hello, I'm not doing it the next one. It's too much. Takes me away from the word and prayer. That's my business. It's just too much for me. If you're not careful, you lose it out in front of all your guys because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Amen? Hello? So you're not willing to roll your sleeves up. Oh, no, this building proves that wrong. I was out here every day on this one. Not Saturday and Sunday. Well, Saturday, we're probably out here Saturday too. I can't even remember back that far. I was so involved, we were out here every chance we get except for the Lord's Day. We didn't do anything on this building on God's Day, amen? We're getting this drywall done over here. So I said, I don't want any women out here. I don't want any women driving nails out here in our church. Don't want any alcohol. Don't want any cigarette suckers. And I don't want any people that are cursing out here. And I don't want any women out here doing men's work. I said, we're old-fashioned and we're just going to stay that way. We're getting tighter. Tighten the ship up. Amen? Hello? Pray for me. You don't have to agree with me. Just pray for me. Amen? Guys need to have their mind on their job, not on some woman out here. Now, you ladies, you've been great about coming out when we had special times. You be willing still to come, amen? All our men are gone. Hello. When the painting goes on over here, we're going to want you painting, amen? I'm talking about these people that don't know God, a bunch of heathens coming in here, dressed like men, acting like men. We don't need them around here. This is the Lord's house. That building's dedicated to God. Amen? Say, well, you're a little picky. I'm going to get worse. This is the Lord's house. About the only thing that wasn't done right in this whole building is that little ridge up there. Got all that rain in here by some people we didn't know and didn't pray about very much. Amen? By the way, nothing's done perfectly, but well, the Lord's house is something different. And that servicemen center, that's dedicated to the Lord. That's the Lord's money that's building that. We don't need a bunch of people around here that have different views and everything about everything. You say, well, nothing. I'm thankful for the work that's been done. Praise God for it. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness, verse 24, all the day long. Do we talk about God's righteousness? For they are confounded. For they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Amen. But look at Psalm 72, verse 2. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. Look at verse 4. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. Isn't that just what he did with Saddam Hussein's regime? the oppressor. He oppressed his people. Look at verse number 12 of Psalm 72. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. God is concerned with the poor. Are you concerned with the poor? Am I concerned with the poor? Is our church concerned with the poor? We need to do some things for people that can never do anything back to us. And I'm all for giving to all of our missionaries. I don't even know. I didn't hear anything from Brother John Metcalf. I wanted to hear more. Maybe his thing is still being fixed. I don't know. They are our responsibility, and we love them, and they're God's servants, and they're very important to us, and they're pretty poor at this time anyhow. But there is another matter. There are some people that cannot even, that don't even give to this church. They don't tithe to this church. They're not a member of this church, and we ought to care for poor people that can never do a thing back to us at all, can never do one thing for us. We're so prone to, and by the way, there's a curse in the Bible on doing for rich people so that you get something back from them. Now, you should still care for them. Doesn't mean you shouldn't occasionally do for them, but you don't do for them so they'll do a whole lot more back to you. The Bible forbids that. We should find others that are poor, needy. You say, well, did you plan this? Yes, the Lord's been talking to me about this matter of the poor a great deal in the last few days. Psalm 73, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. You better not envy wicked people. Why? For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. We in America, it seems like we have everything we want and more. We get to the place where we have everything heart could wish, and yet we're not satisfied. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and the waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? Oh, he does know. And is there knowledge in the Most High? Oh, is there? He's knowledge itself. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world and increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. You can start saying this to yourself if you're not careful. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went to the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. When I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood the end of the wicked. Now it tells about their end. Don't worry about these that bless themselves and have their palaces all over the Iraqi domain when all the people are in such poverty. And he's taking all the oil and building his beautiful underground and on top of ground palaces. Your day's coming, Saddam. I think he's already met his maker. I think he might have met his maker the first day of the war. But if not the first day of the war, almost the last day of the war. First and last, we're all about him. Bombing his brains out. Because he's been so wicked. Wicked. Can you imagine being hunted by the whole nation of the United States and Britain and Australia? Can you imagine being over a country and these three nations are out there to blow your brains out because you've mistreated people and you've tortured people and you've gassed people? Well, boy, you're really troubled. Boy, it seems like Saddam and all his cohorts, they're all prospering. God says, well, you get a little trouble, don't you, at times when the prosperity of the wicked, and then what? Until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. They terrified others. They're a bunch of terrorists, aren't they? Well, he's being terrorized now, isn't he? What you sow is what you reap. If you do loving things, you'll get loving things back. Do you know that? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If you show kindness to people, you'll get kindness back. If not from them, you will from the Lord. If you try to make some people a little joyful, it'll make you joyful. If you try to hurt poor people, God is against you. You try to hurt a widow. You try to hurt a mother with child. You try to hurt an orphan. Pure religion. True religion is to what? Help the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. That's true religion. Being kind to orphans and widows who used to have a husband working and paying the bills. By the way, in Israel, there were many poor widows. You know what else? There's a lot of poor widows in America, too. Oh, yes. But in the third world countries, there's plenty of poor widows. Look what it says here. They are utterly consumed with terrors as a dream. When one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me up, me by my right hand. Thou hast guided me with thy counsel, and afterwards received me to glory. Isn't that a great verse? Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Wow, hallelujah. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. We about read the whole psalm. I hope you read that much earlier today sometime. Hello. Good evening. We're a people of one book. It's called the Bible. Remember the Bible? We almost read the 70. Got to get my glasses back. 70-something there. 73rd Psalm. We almost read every bit of it. Didn't take long at all. Coming here to the church service, and I thought I was going to be late, and I said, I'm going to read another chapter. Another psalm. And I read another psalm. I said, boy, I'm through that quickly. And I said, I'll read another one. I think I read 3, 4, 5 psalms in just about 5 or 10 minutes. They weren't all short either. Boy, they were good, though. I hope you spend a little time in the Bible. And you that know how to read real fast, shame on you if you spend more time in front of the computer than you do the book of God. Shame on us, we spend more time in the newspaper than God's Word every day. Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. It'll give you a song. It'll give you some joy in your heart. Well, do you remember the sermon we preached on Sunday? I want to give you a couple little nuggets and we'll be through here. Just a couple quickies, Lord willing. Remember about beauty? We ought to be beautiful. Remember that sermon? I'm still enjoying mine. I want to be beautiful like Ruth. I want to be beautiful like Joseph of the Old Testament. I want to be beautiful like Esther. I do. I want to be beautiful for God. See, he said he'll beautify the meek with salvation. Beautify the meek with salvation. I have a couple other beautiful verses about beauty. Just a couple. And then we'll be through, right? A couple verses here. All right. Turn with me to Psalm 90. Just a moment now, and we'll go home, Lord willing. Look at this 17th verse with me. Isn't this beautiful? Let the beauty, this is Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Isn't that a good one? Let the beauty of the Jehovah God, the Lord God, be upon us. Do we have the beauty of the Lord? We need to be beautiful for God. Let it be upon us. Verse 17. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And then, look at Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verse 6 and 9. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Verse 9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him. One other verse here. Psalm 97, verse 10. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. But I want to read these other verses again. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. And part of that ought to be some good singing unto God. Some praising God. Some honoring God. Some magnifying God with our speech. Go around all day long telling about how good God is. How great God is. How wonderful a Savior God is. The things that's missing in most of our Christian lives is we don't talk about the Lord enough. We don't think about the Lord enough. We don't talk about His salvation, how He saved us enough. Now, if you're here tonight, you're not saved yet. The Lord wants to save you. And you're saved by grace through faith alone. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved only by grace. Kept by grace, go to heaven by grace. It's all God's gift. Grace, 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 grace. Nothing of works. Your baptism didn't save you at all. Your communion doesn't save you. Church membership doesn't save you. Faith alone saved Rahab the harlot, and faith alone saved the thief on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom. Rahab the harlot, she's saved by faith. Faith, faith. She believed the word of God. You'll be saved by faith. You won't go to heaven, friend. You get saved by grace through faith, not by any works you do, not by baptism, nothing else. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Lord loves you. Why don't we go out and tell someone else that? We had soul winning last night, going out soul winning, and just took a couple minutes and just told them again how we need to just get a plan and use it. Get a plan and pray that you can use it. A couple of the teenagers didn't have a plan. I said, well, just get a plan. Ask the Lord to help you get a plan. Some verses you want to give to some lost people, and then pray that God will help you to get an opportunity to use your plan and then use it. Brother Grab went out and caught two soldiers and had two saved last night. Praise the Lord. Where's Luke? Is Luke here tonight? Uh-huh. But he about froze last night. I said, you need a jacket, boy. Go into Burger King. He stayed out there and froze half to death. Bless his heart. He ain't got a cold, is he? He's all sick? No, okay. All right. But he was out last night. about freezing out there. We stopped out in front of the exchange where we shouldn't be. I tell you, we gave out a whole lot of testaments, and we had a lot of thankful hearts. Boy, I'd like, one of them said, boy, she said, I'm in the Army too. Would you give me one? Yes, sir. Yes, we will, girl. We'll be praying for you too. We gave a lot of literature out. Gave out a whole box of things. Well, praise God, Brother Grab. He listened to what I said, and he got a couple souls saved. I ought to listen to my own preaching and teaching sometime. Maybe I'll get more saved myself. It's important to get the literature out. Went through one of those barracks out there. First Calf, out in your old stomping ground. Boy, went all through that barracks. Luke after me, we went down one alley. Boy, the guys, the CQ was coming to find out what we were doing. I said, we're praying for you. Boy, he said, oh, okay, you can do that. One guy said, boy, I appreciate what you're doing. I saw him over in the other thing later on. He said, boy, I want to tell you, I really appreciate what you're doing. He was supposed to stop. He was one of the ones that was supposed to stop us. He was all for us. Just go in there and act like you own the whole place. And you're sent by the Commander-in-Chief of Heaven. Amen. You don't need Brother Lightsey to send you. In there, retired, we've got the Commander-in-Chief. Amen. He said, go ye into all the barracks on Fort Hood. All of them now, because there's even women in some of them now that they shouldn't even be in there. So we just go into all of them. Amen. Used to have the women separate. We just stay away from them and send our women into those ones. Now they got everything so mixed up. The world's really mixed up, isn't it? I think if that's part of the world, isn't it? Huh? That barracks, those barracks is out there on Central. I think that's the world. Boy, Shanup's wife wasn't with him the other day out of Precision Tune. I was about to tell him something too. I was thinking about writing him a letter. I don't think I'm going to write it, but I feel like I'll write him a letter and say, you don't even act like a Christian. Why don't you get out of the chaplaincy? You're supposed to treat your brother, your preacher brother. You're to do unto others you'd have them do unto you. That's pretty poor the way he treats me. I'll take it for Jesus, but he shouldn't claim to be a chaplain and a representative of a certain Christian group and act like he acted and makes fun of a servant of God. He'll pay a great price one day. I think he ought to be ashamed of himself. Or treat another Christian. I don't care if I was just a layman. He should treat me right. He should. I could say more, but I'll leave it right there. Pray for him. Amen. He's got to meet God one day with the way he treats this preacher and every one of our men in this church. He'll meet God. He won't stand before the general at the fort that day. He'll stand before the commander-in-chief that day. And I don't know if he'll hear a well done or not if he doesn't do well. You're supposed to treat your brother as whatsoever have you done the least of these, my brethren. You've done it unto me. The way you treat your Christian brother is the way you treat Christ. Amen? Boy, he ought to get into a Methodist church. They teach him some of that. I learned that before I got saved in the Methodist church. Didn't learn how to get saved, but I did learn to do unto others you'd have them do unto you. Well, are you beautiful for the Lord? Are you becoming more beautiful for the Lord? And I think we could do a little bit more for the poor. Don't you think we could do a little more for the poor? Even if we're poor ourselves, shouldn't we try to do something for some poor person? And don't expect anything back. And you say, well, they might misuse the money I give them. Well, the Bible doesn't talk about all that. If you know they're buying drink with it, you know they're buying dope with it, understandable. But, you know, we don't know all that. And the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about that. Just if they're in need, just help them. Just help them if you can. But especially help them to know the Lord. Father, we thank thee for thy word, the blessing of God. Thank you, Lord, for the victory over in Baghdad today in the hearts of our soldiers. Protect them, our Father. We pray that these Iraqis would put down their weapons and try to put them down for good. lest more of them would be killed too. Our Father, we delight not in the death of the wicked, but that they turn. For Lord, you've said in your words, you do not delight in the death of the wicked, but that they turn. And so we want to be like thee, Lord Jesus. But may we ever remember that what we sow, we reap. We cannot mistreat other people and not have a payday someday. May we be more kind, more loving, more tender, more gracious to all those around us. May we be willing to suffer for thee, Lord Jesus. Help us to win souls. How we delighted to hear of these two that professed faith in you yesterday. We just thank thee, Lord. How great thou art. We pray in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder if there's one here and you say, I've never been saved. Pray for me. I've never been born again. Pray that I'll be saved soon. Anyone like that? I see a couple hands. Anyone else? If you don't know you're saved, just raise your hand. I'll take it back down, and that'll be a sign that you need to be sure you're saved. Sure of it. Sure that you're going to heaven. Is there one more? Just raise it up, young man, young lady. If you're not sure you're saved, just raise it up. I will not come back and embarrass you. I'll just pray for you. Thank God for these here. Anyone else? God bless you, sir. Amen. Someone else? Yes, this boy over here. God bless you. Anyone else? I need to be sure I'm saved. Pray for me. Include me in prayer. Anyone else? God bless you, son. There's two there, some others, about four or five. Raise your hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? Then you say, well, I'm sure I'm saved, but I need prayer as a Christian. Pray for me. Yes, I see many hands. I'll raise mine, both of mine. I need a lot of prayer and more love and more kindness and more graciousness. Our Father, help us. Help these that need to be saved. And then, Lord, help us as believers to really walk in the light as thou art in the light. Please help us, Lord, to care for poor people, those that are down and out, those that are without Christ. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen.